Uses of antimicrobials. Appropriate reasons for antimicrobial use are categorized as prophylactic, empiric, and pathogen-directed. Key point: adherence to recommended IPC practices reduces the risk of disease transmission. This in turn helps avoid the need for antimicrobial use in the first place. Prophylactic uses. Antimicrobial use that is designed to prevent infection rather than treat known or suspected infection is deemed prophylactic. Surgical antimicrobial prophylaxis is the most common type, and it is indicated for surgical procedures in which the risk of wound infection is high enough to show significant benefit of prophylaxis. Example, prosthetic heart valve replacement. Antimicrobial prophylaxis may also be used to prevent endocarditis in persons with high-risk valvular lesions, spontaneous bacterial peritonitis in patients with ascites, and malaria in persons traveling to endemic areas. Certain types of prophylaxis are given immediately after exposure to a high-risk pathogen that causes disease, such as meningococcal meningitis or HIV. A simple example of prophylactic uses include prescribing the antiviral neuraminidase inhibitor oseltamivir phosphate, example, Tamiflu, during an influenza A or B or swine flu, H1N1 influenza A, outbreak. Another example is using topical and orally non-absorbable antimicrobials. Example, bacitracin, mupirocin. Empiric uses. Empiric therapy involves administering an antimicrobial to a patient before definitive information about a causative pathogen is available, typically because the results of the culture are pending. The best available information is often used to start treatment promptly because patients are typically sufficiently ill to warrant treatment before culture and sensitivity results are available. Compared with pathogen-directed therapy, empiric therapy is broader in spectrum due to uncertainty about the causative agent. Appropriate cultures should be collected before the initiation of therapy. The clinically determined site of infection, example, lung, urinary tract, and host factors, example, HIV, organ transplant patient, give an indication of likely pathogens and should shape the decision regarding empiric therapy. Pathogen-directed/therapeutic uses. Pathogen-directed therapy describes antimicrobial use when the microbial pathogen has been identified based on the results of traditional culture, serology, or other methods, such as polymerase chain reactions, PCR, to detect distinct nucleic acids of the pathogen. Minimizing the cost of therapy is important whenever equivalent alternatives are available. Key point: broad versus narrow spectrum therapy. In pathogen-directed therapy, the use of the narrowest spectrum antimicrobial is believed to reduce the emergence of antimicrobial resistance and superinfection. Although therapy based on a positive nucleic acid amplification, example, PCR test or other non-culture diagnostic test is considered pathogen-directed, susceptibility results are not available to tailor therapy. To overcome this problem, a culture sometimes is performed in tandem to confirm the non-culture diagnostic test result and provide an organism for susceptibility testing. Whenever a nucleic acid amplification test is performed on a sputum sample for tuberculosis, a smear and culture should also be performed for confirmation and susceptibility testing. However, the nucleic acid amplification test result may be able to provide a much more rapid answer as to whether the resident likely has tuberculosis, rather than having to wait the full 4 to 6 weeks for Mycobacterium tuberculosis culture results.